Tefillah for Life, Shir 1117, Yom Sheni B'Shabbes, Parshas Re'eh. We are discussing the desire that a person should have to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Tefillah and through other areas in Avodas Hashem. The Alter from Kelm, they bring from the Alter from Kelm a very interesting explanation in the concept of a mesis. One of the most serious averis that are listed in the Torah is a mesis, a person who tries to convince someone to do avodah zarah. And we don't have any rachmanis on the mesis. We kill him. The Gemara says we try to trick him to kill him. It's a very, very serious avera. And this individual was not matzliach in convincing the person to serve avodah zarah. The Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Ki bikesh lehadichacha me'al Hashem. The Pasuk says in this week's Parsha that he tried to take the individual away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he gets so severely punished that we close all gates in front of him. There's no option for him to be able to be saved. We try very much to avoid this individual from being saved, as opposed to anybody else, even Chil Shabbos, even Ritzicha, we try to save the person. But here not. Why? Because he wanted to, Rachmana Litzlan, push someone away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zakta Alter from Kelm, the rule in Ruchnius is that Mida Teiva is always greater than Midas Piranus. The Teiva is always greater than the negative. And therefore, if we're punishing the Mesis, because he tried to push someone away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's a person going to get if he tries to bring himself or somebody else closer to the Rabbeinu Shlalom? What kind of reward will such a person have? Zakta Alter, we see from here the importance of a desire to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it works or not. When a person gets up and he tries to daven, and when he's davening, he tries to connect to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Zakta Alter, he is zeiche to this tremendous level of bikesh. He wants to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like by the mesis, he gets, Rachmon Litzlan, severely punished. By the individual that's trying to connect, he's going to get tremendous bracha, tremendous siyata d'shmaya from the Rabbeinu Shlalom. So if you're davening and you don't necessarily feel like you're connecting, and you feel like it's missing, if you have that desire, that is the engine that Be'ezer Hashem brings you closer to the Rabbeinu Shlalom and brings all the Yeshuas and Brachas together with it.